This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Much to cover today. I'm going to pull up an attorney friend of mine out of Virginia, and he's going to explain to you executive orders and what's constitutional and what's unconstitutional. And it's important and it's very applicable today concerning what we're seeing across the states. How many of these executive orders are actually constitutional? Well, friends, it's very broad. We're going to get to that in just a couple minutes. Before we do, the big win for Americans, how's it working out for you? Trump, this is Trump. Big win for Americans, really. Did anybody pay attention as to what was inside of that bill? My goodness gracious. Senate bill includes $350 million for refugees and migration assistance. What does that have to do with the coronavirus relief bill? As I've shared with you a million times, look at the names. Patriot Act. It's unpatriotic, friends. It's unconstitutional. American Health Care Act. You know it as Obamacare. They changed the name again. It's unconstitutional. American Health Care Act. Oh, sounds good, right? Yeah. Coronavirus relief bill. Oh, sounds good. But guess what, friends? It's going to migration and refugee assistance. Did you know that? This is a big win for Americans. You want to know why he plays the way he plays? Because he can. Because his followers will take him for face value. And therein lies the problem with the American people. They don't think for themselves. It's interesting to note, while we're seeing what's inside of this bill, really quick, as to how all the fake media, for some reason or another, friends, is giving cover to Donald Trump. Isn't this interesting how all of a sudden both the left and the right, they're agreeing on what's going on here? Donald Trump said that, you know, we got to give the left what they want. That's what he said, really, as if to suggest there is a left. But again, we're talking about a guy that talks about our purified democracy. We're not a democracy. Article 4, Section 4. When I go online and do a Google search, there is not one that pulls up, friends, coming from the mainstream media, that exposes the bill for what it is. Here, Senate passes $2 trillion bill to blunt coronavirus pandemic. They're giving cover to what's really inside of this bill. That was the Washington Post. NBC News comes out and says, Senate passes massive $2 trillion coronavirus spending bill. They're not uncovering the bill for what it really is. The stimulus package, CNN, Senate approves historic $2 trillion bill to beat off, to deal with the coronavirus pandemic, right? This is how they're giving cover. The New York Times, coronavirus live update, okay? Jobless claims are highest ever in history, okay? This is what it says, okay? What are they doing? They're appealing to what it is that appeals to you. But what they're not doing is telling you the truth as to what's really inside of this bill. The New York Post did the same thing. CNBC did the same thing. The NPR did the exact same thing. Well, what's inside of that bill, friends? Well, listen, if the GOP, again, just speaking their political language that's designed to make lies sound truthful, it's unconstitutional, okay? But this is what Pamela Geller wrote on sonsoflibertymedia.com. If the GOP held up a relief bill, she said, caught in the game, the Democrat media complex would be hanging as high in Times Square. There should be nothing in the coronavirus relief bill that is not corona related. Now, you ready for this, friends? There's over $350 million. You heard me right. $350 million that was found as pork inside of this bill for refugees and migration assistance. I thought this was being sold to the American people for the good of the American people. Nope. It's always a distraction, friends, from what they're really doing. When are the American people going to begin to think? $800 million of this coronavirus relief bill, you know, that's been sold to us? $800 million for the endowment of the humanities and the arts. Really? But Donald Trump said this is a big win for Americans. Oh, I'm not done yet. $100 million went to NASA. What does that have to do with the coronavirus, friends? Absolutely nothing. This is what they wanted to pass. So this is the crisis that they needed in so many different ways. $25 million went for cleaning supplies for the Capitol building. This is a big win for the American people. Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. The government comes in, and what do? To attempt to enslave you further? Well, they just sell it to you as, well, you know what? We're going to give every individual a $1,200 check. And also what we're going to do concerning married couples, we're going to give them $2,400. See, what they're doing is they're buying you off. See, as Frederick Bastiat said, everyone wants to live at the expense of the state, but they forget that the state lives at the expense of everyone. Exactly. It's not like Donald Trump is writing a check out of his own bank account, friends. No, he's giving you your money back is really what it comes down to, but he's creating dependence. He wants dependence. Government wants dependence, friends, because they want to repeat history. They just want to try it a different way, thinking that somehow or another they're going to evade history when in fact they are not. They're going right into it a more direct way. Let me put it that way. Did you also know concerning this coronavirus relief bill that $25 million for additional House of Reps salaries? They're giving themselves salary increases, friends. Is anybody paying attention to what's going on? And again, the fake news, as Donald Trump calls them, is giving him cover every step of the way. How come nobody's talking about what's really inside of the bill? Where are the conservatives of the day, friends? I want to tell you where they're at. The conservatives of the day are yesterday's liberal. They claim to be the right, but they refuse to deal with the wrong, and that's what makes them a part of the problem. The fact of the matter is we need to wake up as to what's going on in the United States of America. Now, folks, I want to tee this up for my friend, Richard Mast, from counsel. He's an attorney over there. And we were talking about, well, the constitutionality of these executive orders coming out of the state. And what we're noticing, friends, is like Governor Northam in Virginia there, he's making it a crime if more than 10 people get together and congregate for church. But keep in mind, if anybody's paying attention, friends, on the other side of the aisle, Planned Parenthood and their doors are wide open for business. Do you see? If it works for the agenda, it can go forward. Want to shut it down? Well, guess what we're going to do? We're going to attack those people that are actually living out their God-given...
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow. Across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, if you want to watch us live, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to YouTube, click us on, join us on live chat, and or go to beforeitsnews.com, click us on. We're right on the front page, right at the top there. Click us on and join us on live chat. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, and we understand clearly our heritage, our Christian heritage, and our constitutional foundations in this country, and common law, friends. Understanding that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said the 7th President of the United States of America. During the end of the last segment, I was teeing it up for my friend Richard Mast, who I'm going to pull up here in just a couple seconds. Yes, Virginia governor has made it a crime for more than 10 people to attend a church service. Man, where are they creating these executive orders, man? And I'm laughing, folks, because if I'm not going to laugh, I'm going to cry. And I'm telling you, what they do in how they act, they act like they're above the rule of law in so many different ways. But is it constitutional? That's what I want to know. So what I'm going to do is I called my friend Richard Mast yesterday. He's a litigation attorney with Liberty Counsel, which is an international nonprofit litigation, education, and policy organization dedicated to advancing Christian freedoms, the religious freedoms, the sanctity of life and the family. They have offices everywhere, friends, Florida, California, Virginia, Washington, D.C. Well, folks, without further ado, here he is. Are you there, Richard?
Bradley, I'm here. Great to talk with you.
Yep, thanks for joining us on such short notice once again. Listen, this is just taking precedent as to what's going on in the country. And the first thing I want to kind of like cover is, well, in your own state, you have a governor that has now made it a crime for more than 10 people to attend a church service. Where is he deriving delegated authority to do or to create such an executive order?
Well, Bradley, I mean, the bottom line is that we still have a Bill of Rights, and we still have a Constitution, and that is the supreme law of the land. He's getting this claimed authority from a number of statutes that were passed back in the 1950s, really that have to do with the threat of nuclear war or a massive, you know, biological attack or something like that, where intentions may be good to deal with significant calamities, but we know what the road that is paved with good intentions, where that leads to. So this is an arbitrary exercise of power, and especially when you compare places that have not been shut, like the liquor stores have remained open, but church yep. services or any meetings of 10 people or more have been deemed a crime.
Well, with that said, you know, also keep in mind, Richard, we have Planned Parenthood. Their doors are wide open, and of course, that's going to be sold to the American people as, you know, health care services. But we see the contradiction every step of the way. We see that. I was just highlighting what's, you know, the pork that's inside of this coronavirus relief bill for the American people and all the pork that's inside the bill. You know, and going back a couple of days, we found out that a week before this virus exploded on We the People in the United States of America, senators were dumping stock. And that's just the tip of the iceberg as to what's really going on here. We found out that Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, she's talking about how we need to get this testing pushed through. And it's interesting how they can get pushed through what they want to get pushed through so quickly. But when it comes to We the People, it seems more than not, Richard, we lose every single time.
Well, we're definitely losing here, and that's what we've seen at the national level, that the Democrats have a wish list of far-left items that they have always wanted to pass, and they're taking advantage of the crisis to ram it through. They're holding the American people hostage to push through things that are not related at all to this illness. And the data that is starting to come out indicates that that the original data is not necessarily as accurate, and it's not necessarily as dire as the predictions have been, and the various models have come under scrutiny, and you're seeing more and more health professionals speaking out and saying, wait a minute, we cannot kill fundamental liberties. We can't kill the economic lifeblood of America in response to something that is based on faulty or incomplete data.
Exactly. And that's exactly what we're finding. It's exactly what we're seeing. And we're seeing that across the boards without a question and without a shadow of a doubt. Now, I want to switch gears real quick because I only have you for one segment. In the state of Minnesota, we have the governor. Governor Tim Walz, trampling the Bill of Rights. He issues quarantine for all order. Now, I could go through and just highlight what's inside of this bill, but you being an attorney for Liberty Counsel out in Virginia there, I'm just kind of curious, what is actually, and I know the answer to this. I know it has to run congruent with the U.S. Constitution, because if it doesn't, it's null and void. We understand that. I mean, our forefathers laid that out for us a long time ago. But when we see these governors across the United States of America just jumping on the bandwagon, it reminds me of something a rocker once said back in the 80s. A bomb has never been created that was never used in anger. And when you begin to see these governors act outside of their scope of authority in so many different ways, you know, one has to kind of reel it in and kind of assess the situation and say, how do I deal with this? Is this a constitutional executive order or is it not?
Yeah, and the courts, unfortunately, back during the rise of statism, back in the late 1890s, early 1900s, the start of the progressive movement, upheld all kinds of restrictions on liberty, like zoning laws. Those were unknown to Thomas Jefferson and George Washington. But the progressive era inaugurated the central planners, the experts. They know best, and they can lay out the future needs of this town. The same thing happened with issues of quarantine, and so it was, I mean, there has always been a measure of the right of the country to quarantine travelers from foreign lands. That raises questions of immigration and immigration enforcement, which the, which certain segments don't want to do. That's a legitimate use of quarantine, but and it's also been a legitimate use of quarantine where there is proven, deadly communicable diseases where an individual may have, tuberculosis or leprosy back in that era where such were not, curable, and they could be confined. But to say that all of the healthy people in the entire country have to stay in their homes because there is a virus that has unknown effects and has effects that some experts are saying are not as dire as the original reports, is a vast overreaction, and we cannot sacrifice essential liberty and create the precedent that there are dictatorial powers as soon as a health emergency is declared. And that's what we're facing here, that when this happens, when there are statutes that have typically lain dormant, but the messaging on this that has allowed governors or has pushed governors into declaring emergencies activates all of these statutes. And they're like ticking time bombs because, yeah, several courts 100 years ago or in 1824 in one instance have upheld quarantine declarations. That does not mean that this quarantine declaration is constitutionally sufficient. And so people need to be very concerned that this same power that says you must stay in your home or we can shut down your business might be used to say you need to evacuate your home and come to a central location for testing and treatment.
We're seeing on
civil liberties.
Absolutely. We're seeing on the West Coast. We're seeing on the East Coast where people are defying governor's orders. They're filling the beaches right now. And with that said, I'm curious to know, and I know my listeners are as well, how enforceable are these unconstitutional in so many different ways, these executive orders? How would they actually enforce these laws against the people? And would they be held up in a court of law?
And so that's the million-dollar question. And they depend on the specific executive order. What we've seen, what you have to do is read the order very carefully. The recitals or the whereas section says why the governor thinks what he's doing is the right thing to do. The now therefore section is the operative language, and that's what you need to read very carefully. You cannot rely on the media to report it accurately. We've seen numerous instances where the media says, everyone, no more than 10 people, all are locked down, must stay in their homes, and so forth. And they'll summarize orders, but you can't summarize a legal document. It is drafted with specificity. And in some states, we've had police officers come to, I have one pastor who we're going to be sending a letter on his behalf. The police came to an Illinois pastor and said, you will be arrested if you have church service again at this location. Nope. And so that's not, the executive order did not support that. We have a church in Montana that has contacted us where the governor there absolutely said nothing about churches, and yet the local health officials are taking these dormant statutes, which purport to give broad authority, and they're saying, we can order churches not to meet. And no one is saying that churches should be foolish. Both of these churches are willing to implement social distancing in the pews and to say family groups can sit together and we're going to increase our cleaning regimen. But to say that the church cannot meet is something that flies in the face of 2,000 plus years of historic Christianity. And we look at our brothers and sisters in churches in China where the government has for a long time.
Got about 10 seconds, Richard.
So that's the example. We need to stand up for liberties, and I appreciate it, Bradley.
Yeah, thanks for jumping on with me on such short notice. Richard Mast, Liberty Council. We'll be right back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congress is continuing to pour through an over 800-page economic stimulus package that they're set to vote on Friday. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, during her weekly press conference, is praising the bill.
The bill that was passed in the Senate is about mitigation for all the loss that we have in our economy while still addressing the emergency health needs.
On the other side of the aisle, House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says Democrats stalled the bill for days by playing political games.
This is not another day in Congress. This is a time when we have to come together to deliver real results. What Democrats did was a total disgrace.
The bill is expected to pass, so when the House and President Trump will sign it on Friday, Wall Street liking what they're seeing as the Dow is up over 700 points in trading. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, if you want to jump on to sonsoflibertymedia.com, grab 13 articles every day from those that are a part of the answers, bringing the result that the American people claim that they want, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, click on YouTube, and join us on live chat. Also, jump over to beforeitsnews.com when you get a moment, beforeitsnews.com. And again, click on to YouTube, jump over on live chat. We appreciate every single one of you that are partaking. And we know that there's a broad scope of people across this country. As a matter of fact, we're number one and two throughout the week, us and Alex Jones, throughout the weekend, out of 65 different show hosts across the country. We're broadcasting into 119 cities, so we appreciate that number one and number two position, and we know why we're there, and we're not looking for accolade or approbation of men. We know why we're there, because we're bringing you the answers that the mainstream media will not, the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals are not, the hirelings in the pulpits are not. We'll probably end up talking a little bit about that tomorrow. But friends, I want to say this, just kind of adding on to the conversation. Does everybody remember on March 9th, 2020, Donald Trump tweeted the fake news media that are in fact giving him cover today? The fake news media and their partner, the Democrat Party, which is unconstitutional, is doing everything when it's within its semi-considerable power, it used to be greater, to inflame the coronavirus situation far beyond what the facts would warrant. The Surgeon General said, Donald Trump, the risk is low to the average American. On March 17th, Donald Trump came out and said, I felt it was a pandemic long before it was called a pandemic. He wanted to be right. He's got to be right. We all know this, right? And this is what happens when we begin to part from the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution, which is the law, Article 6, Section 2. Also read Article 2, Section 3. Not in that order, but it does make sense in that order. And this is what happens. Men leave off the law, and they take on their favorite politician. Now, I just had somebody just a couple minutes ago, one of my live chat friends, say, how does somebody know you know, what is constitutional and that which is unconstitutional. Read the Constitution. There's the answer. How do you know if a stick is crooked? You lay a straight one next to it. That's what the Constitution will do. It will show you those that are deviating from the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution. Also wanted to say this as well. We're going to take some callers here. It's also interesting to note that we have been sold. People love to make reference as to what's taking place over there in Italy, right? They're sensationalizing statistics. They're exaggerating statistics over there. Did you know that 99% of the people that are dying over there in Italy aren't dying from the coronavirus? So we need to put this into perspective, and it shows you how derelict, let me just use the word, how criminal the mainstream media has become. Because they're not giving you facts, friends. They're just giving you whatever the teleprompter tells them to give you, right? And then what do? They sit back and say, well, we're just doing our job. No, you're not doing your job. Journalists don't read off a teleprompter across the country when you have tens of thousands of these useful idiots saying the same thing like a bunch of parrots, basically parroting whatever comes from their masters from one of the six corporations that own the mainstream media. Folks, they're parroting this at the same time across the United States of America. They have zero credibility. And again, this is why 94% of the American people don't trust the media, folks. And that is why big tech companies are attacking outlets such as mine on a grassroots level for exposing them for who they really are. Folks, read John 8:44 when you get a moment. I got James from Nebraska. Thank you for holding on, my friend.
Yeah, good morning, James. Great show. Probably, I mean, just right on today. You know, there's two things happening simultaneously that the media and the people are not being told about. And if you go back to 2018, President Trump signed a bill called the Build Act. And during that time, China also signed what's called the Belt and Road Initiative. And what these two things are is they're a race to who's going to be the greater superpower. And in the Build Act is a switch of American power over to African territory. And in this bill that they just passed, a lot of that money is going to corporations so they can invest into Africa, like Coca-Cola, Culligan Water, a lot of the big companies, so they can get set up over there. And then before China gets this Belt and Road Initiative up and running, and in the Belt and Road Initiative is a term called the de-dollarization of that territory. They don't want to deal with the dollar as a reserve currency anymore. So these two things are coinciding, and the coronavirus is being used, if you look all over the news, is being used to stigmatize China and disrupt their trade. So just want to get that out. If people are interested, they should look up what's called the Build Act and the Belt and Road Initiative, and I think you'll see what's really going on.
You're not talking about the bill that was passed behind the whole Parkland shooting back in 2018, if I'm correct, are you? Because I know that he passed an omnibus bill that literally funded our enemies every step of the way. And, of course, you're a hater, you're a racist if you call out Donald Trump for his unconstitutional transgressions of the Constitution. So is that the bill that you're talking about?
I'm not certain. I just know when you get on the government website and you look up the Build Act, it talks about how we need to get our corporations out of China, and we need to now, we have to go big, and they're using the term big in the media, spend big in Africa, because it has a large open space and a lot of people, and they say this is a territory that hasn't been taken advantage of yet. So in this, you can look it up, the corporations out of this stimulus are going to be heavily going over to Africa.
Okay, now I got a question for you, just on a personal note, okay? Do you really feel that America, and do you really feel that Russia and China, do you really feel that they're at odds legitimately one against another? Do you really feel that they are our enemies? Okay, good, good. Because I was going to say, you do understand that Hillary Clinton's doing business with the Russians. We know that Biden's doing business with the Russians. This is called treason. It's a violation of Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. And it's interesting to note that we have Harry Reid. We have, again, the Bidens doing business with the Chinese, which is also, that's also considered to be treason, friends. And for some reason or another, the mainstream media keeps, they keep badgering the American people. It's like pro wrestling, the left and the right, the Democrats against the Republicans. Well, it's the same thing going on with the Chinese and the Russians. It's Russians. It's being sold to us that they're arch enemies, but yet they continuously do business one with another. And I think people don't think to put those two together, or those three together, and understand that, wait a second, if this was really true, then why are they doing business behind closed doors? I mean, look at the trade that we get from China. I mean, it's overwhelming, is it not? I mean, you put a T-shirt on, where's it made? It's made in China. You get a screwdriver. I mean, you can just go across the boards. Where is it made? 9 times out of 10 today, it's made in China. And I think we just need to open our eyes as to what's really happening in the country, because I'm not sold on the fact that we're enemies with Russia, and I'm not sold that sold on the fact that China's our enemies neither, because of what we see happening behind closed doors. But I totally appreciate your phone call, and I'm tracking with you, so I totally get what you're saying. In the meantime, James, I'm also trying to pull up this article with this omnibus bill that Donald Trump passed behind the Parkland shooting during that time, and I just wanted to see if it would coincide with this conversation. But you know what? Just call in another time, and hopefully we can talk about it then, because I'll have it pulled up by that time. I think I wrote it 2 years ago, so that's why I'm having a bit of a problem trying to actually pull it up. Thank you for your phone call, brother. I appreciate you very much.
Good show.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you, sir. I got to get to this. Again, it's that important that I get to this, because it has everything to do with what he just said. There's also another, well, what do I say, correlation to what Donald Trump wants. And we know that he wants an RFID chip. And we know that people are afraid that if this comes to being corralled into the vaccinations, people are afraid that there will be an RFID chip inside of the vaccination. Now, I want you to understand, friends, I didn't say it. Donald Trump said it, and I want you to listen carefully. Go ahead and play that, Judah.
Number 8, we will finally complete the biometric entry-exit visa tracking system, which we need desperately.
Yeah, he just passed the 5Gs, by the way. I don't know if you know that or not, America.
This is required. Biometric entry-exit visa tracking systems. In my administration, we will ensure that this system is in place. And I will tell you, it will be on land. It will be on sea. It will be in air. We will have a proper tracking system.
Well, keep in mind, friends, he just passed the 5G. And so this coincides with it as well.
To a game,
as the vaccinations.
In Argentina, it's not a problem because you can use the microchip that's been embedded under your skin.
Access the entire office. So let's see if we get into this particular.
This is how I do it.
Okay. They're actually injecting
except what the Bible's book of Revelation
the chip
calls
in his,
the mark of the beast.
These people's hands.
Ball Northside joined a handful of districts that use what's called radio frequency identification technology, or RFID for short. Northside is piloting the program at its Anson Jones Middle School and John Jay High School. How it works, students must wear badges on lanyards around their necks. The tags contain tiny batteries that emit radio waves.
Conditioning the kids.
RFID scanners embedded in the ceiling then read the badges and identify.
Already doing it in the animals.
In Privacy Watch today, the world's largest biometric ID system that tracks more than 1 billion people has been hacked several times.
Wow.
Some experts suggest caution. Among the concerns, ID theft, health, and whether the chips can be tracked by GPS.
We're going to come right back to this, friends. Again, this is what Donald Trump wants, the RFID, them corralling us into vaccinations. People are afraid that it may be inside of the vaccination. I didn't say it. They did. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, everyone. This is Pete Santilli. As a political prisoner of the Obama administration, I was the longest-held journalist in American history. I received so much support from Bradley Dean, Tim Brown, and the entire Sons of Liberty Radio family. I'm forever grateful to Bradley, Tim, and most importantly, the listeners of Sons of Liberty Radio. Thank you for your unwavering and steadfast support.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Let me go back to my friend in Nebraska there, James. I found the article. It's a $1.3 trillion omnibus bill sold as national security. This all took place behind the smoke screen of the March for Our Lives concerning the alleged shooting that took place there at Parkland High School in Florida. And the $1.3 trillion bill was signed. It was passed in 2018. And I don't have time to go through this right now, but go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. $1.3 trillion omnibus bill sold as national security. The funds were avowed to America's enemies. You will be shocked as to where this money went to. This was the first legislative act, as they call it. They call it, right? That Ron Paul, or I'm sorry, not Ron Paul, but Paul Ryan, Judas himself, read Luke 22, verse 48, and Donald Trump signed together. And it literally funds your enemies without and within. But I just wanted to answer that to make sure that we were clear in that conversation. I don't know if that's the bill that you were talking about, James, or not, in Nebraska, but that's what I pulled up and that's what I recollected. So maybe it is. Hopefully it is. I also wanted to, with that said, I want you to listen to this again, okay? A lot of people are beginning to see the administration for who it really is, okay? There is no lines. There is no rule of law. People today were complaining about no prosecutions concerning the likes of the Clintons again, the Obamas, the Bushes, so on and so forth. There is no justice whatsoever. None, zero. As a matter of fact, we got just the exact opposite, but that coincides with the fact that whatever he says, he does the opposite anyways. I did a list. I did a show on a list of criminals and political criminals, such as Rod Blagojevich, so on and so forth, a whole list of them that Donald Trump did grant clemency to. So he's doing the opposite. But listen, friends, make clear on this and understand this. What they're pushing are policies which are undermining constitutional law. Okay? And law follows policy. Policy does not follow law. Read Isaiah 59 when you get a moment. I want you to have clarity on this. When you go to Daniel 8:25, it says, "And through his policy also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand. He shall magnify himself." Hey, folks, I don't think we've had a more arrogant, narcissistic president ever in the history of America. Never. Not even close. "And through his policy also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart," which he does 24/7, "and by peace," it's false peace, friends, "shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes." He's doing just that by advocating what God clearly condemns on so many fronts. Let me make clear, listen carefully. This republic will never be destroyed. Did you hear what I said? It may look like it gets to the point where there's nothing we can do and it's all over with. You know what? That's the history of the church. Their backs are up against the wall. And who shows up? Well, let me tell you the rest of that scripture. Daniel 8:25, "But he shall be broken without hand." Who's he talking about? Those that are allied with the covenant of hell. Also read Isaiah 28, verse 18. Because, friends, it will be disannulled. Once again, okay? The problem is we got too many people sitting around allowing 545 people to destroy the lives of over 328 million people. How does that work? That's called judgments. Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28, read from 15 on to the end of both chapters. Friends, Donald Trump, here, listen to this. Judah, go ahead, play that. This is Donald Trump.
"We will finally complete entry exit visa tracking system, which we need desperately.
By forcing you into vaccinations? Question mark.
Here's Congress has required biometric entry exit visa tracking."
And listen to his worshipers, friends.
"In my administration, we will ensure that this system is in place. And I will tell you, it will be on land. It will be on sea.
He's such an arrogant air.
We will have a proper tracking system."
Prideful human being. That's good. We heard a little bit more. I got one more audio I want to play for you in a moment. But again, friends, if they're corralling you into receiving a vaccination by force, they're already showing you who they are, okay? This is why they're trying to undermine your gun rights at the same time, for those that didn't know, because they're hard at work trying to disarm the American people, friends. I want you to keep in mind, many people are afraid that if they're forced into vaccinations, that there's some RFID chip inside of them. They're that small now, friends, by the way. Revelation 13, 16 through 17, "And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, fear and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, except that he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name." That's what's in play here, okay? And we, by the way, everybody knows that's what's in play here. This isn't some theory, friends. It is, in fact, a conspiracy. Jeremiah 11:9. I also want to say this. Learn from the lessons our forefathers taught us. Resist. Listen to me, America. Resist. Resist. You have the law on your side, and you know you do. If it comes to them forcing vaccinations, it's time for the American people to resist. And it's also time for the American people to take these tyrants by the scruff of the neck lawfully and impeach them, Article 2, Section 4, and to prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law that they failed to enforce themselves. Article 3, Section 1, Clause 7. Read it when you get a moment. Okay? I want to get over to this. Concerning more of what's going on. We had a gloom and doomer, and I say I'm thankful for the information that's been given unto us, but I got to tell you, This is coming from someone that comes from that generation of hippies that are still high on PCP, the effeminate capitulators that turned in the day of battle. So when you hear this, I want you to know that I'm not promoting gloom and doom, and I'm not promoting a fear that paralyzes. I am preaching the fear of God by saying the righteous are made bold as lions. I want you to listen to this clip. It's applicable to what's going on today. And again, I want you to understand, I'm just giving you the information. That's all I'm doing here. Go ahead, Judah. Listen carefully.
I know you don't reveal your sources, but I'd like you to elaborate about the metal shackles they're going to put on the wrists with the computer chip. And maybe Catherine Albrecht, you can add to that comment.
Unfortunately, I believe one among several plans to ensure that the government's edict of mandated vaccinations, and by the way, the state of Oklahoma last week passed through its house just such a law for the state of Oklahoma and its residents that everyone will be vaccinated in the state of Oklahoma.
Oh, no.
Having said that, there are also plans that will ensure that you do not freely travel, nor will you be able to really go anywhere without proof that you have had the vaccination at the point that the government mandates that certain levels of the population...
They're real close to this right now, friends, and they're doing it because they've tested the American people, and they're encouraged by the American people's apathy and them crying out to the government for more government intervention, all by design. But listen to the fear this guy is selling the people. It's not, hey, 328 million people, you God-fearing people, you 86% that claim to be Christians, it's time for you to stand up and throw off those that are perverting the U.S. Constitution. They've already told you to shut down your business. They've already told you to stay at home. Where do they derive constitutional authority to do that? And first and foremost, where are the facts? Yes, question the authenticity. Question the origin of the things that you're being told. And the more this goes on, friends, the more that we see that this is nothing but another scandal on the American people. And the American people are taught by guys like this to just submit to it. Yet our forefathers taught just the exact opposite. This guy's selling the fear of consequence. And I guarantee you he's got a big table, friends, filled with all of his products so he can make sure that he's got stacks of cash in his pocket going home, making a killing off of promulgating the fear of man and consequence on those people rather than the fear of God. So, friends, I wanted you to hear this because this is making its rounds right now. And I want to say this clearly, friends. His message is, you know what? What are we going to do? What are 328 million people going to do? You're going to have to run and turn from the battle like me and my generation have. Don't you dare stand up and fight, because if you do, we'll stand and we'll turn around and side with the very government that is threatening our lives. And we'll talk about how rebellious guys like Bradley Dean and others that actually understand their foundations and constitutional law will make you out to be enemies of the state. Oh, yeah, now we're good friends with those that are there to kill us all, friends. Hey, folks, read the Word of God. Stand up. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.